Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Imagine if an angel appeared and said that thing to you. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Mary, it said in the text, was very troubled, very greatly perplexed, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. You might be troubled too if God interrupted your world like that and introduced to your natural ears a supernatural message, a greeting that she must have thought was meant for someone else. Surely you don't mean me, do you? You meant it for a Superman or a Superwoman, a great high priest or some prophet up on a high mountain. I'm just a lowly lady from Nazareth. I didn't even audition. How did I get this part? Every year, in one form or another, I get a piece of mail that says, I just won the $10 million sweepstakes. Me? I didn't even buy a magazine. And of course, I open the mail and I read the fine print, conditions apply. All I have to do is send in some money and then I'll go from zero chance of winning to one and 2.4 billion. And I like the odds. So I'm just about ready to put some money in the mail. And then I notice on the outside of the envelope that this mail was meant for my neighbor. And out comes the scotch tape, the invisible tape. Game over. Mary's piece of mail was more personal. It wasn't on a piece of parchment, but from a person standing in front of her, Gabriel by name, and no conditions apply. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. The angel spoke a personal message from God. The Lord is with you. Her response was not, wink, wink, and also with you. She was not perplexed simply by the sight of the angel, nor just the sound of the angel, but the message of the angel. The Lord is with you. Would God really do that? Make himself a with kind of person, to a lowly person, to a lady person? Aren't you looking for another man like Moses? She might have thought. But no, God looked for and found a Mary. She was God's favored one. It doesn't say that she was the most faithful person on the earth, just that she was God's favored one. God does that. He favors whom he favors in order to bring about the knowledge of his Messiah into the world. Got to start somewhere, right? God chose first Abraham and said it would be one of his descendants. Then he chose Judah and said, even though you're one of the least of the rulers, it will be from you. Then he chose Moses to lead them out of Egypt. Then he chose Joshua to lead them into the promised land. Then he chose David to be king. Then he chose Ruth to be his great-great-grandma. Then he chose the descendant Joseph to be the adoptive father and Mary to be his mother, mother of the Son of the Most High, mother of the one named Jesus, whose name is above every name, who will have the throne of his father David, whose kingdom will have no end. And Mary said, woo! Slow down there, Gabe. I've not yet been with a man. But that is part of God's saving plan, his favored plan. A virgin birth. This conception will not be by nature, by part of the power of the Most High. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the child will be called holy, the Son of God. And to help prove it, Mary, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. This is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And there's that word again, with. That's the word that got this whole event started, didn't it? The Lord is with you. And Mary's objection, I've not yet been with a man. The angel said, God will do the withing. And Elizabeth is with child too. With God, nothing is impossible. So now I ask you, who will you be with this Christmas? With your family? Fine. With your friends? Fabulous. All alone? May it never be. Whether you are with your besties or your worsties or your doggie, you need to know what Christmas is all about. Not about the presents underneath the tree. Not about a kiss underneath the mistletoe. The Lord is with you. That's what it's always all about, isn't it? The Lord greeted Mary in a special way, a message from an angel and a visit from the Holy Spirit to bring into our world the good news that God became flesh to save sinners. And with him, nothing is impossible. Even sin and death itself cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, because his Son was cross-bound to our eternity, so that we who believe will never be without. As St. Paul says, whether we live or whether we die, we will always be with the Lord. The Lord is with you today in his word. He was with you at the font at the very beginning. He comes to be with you as you take the sacrament today and receive it. Every time you hear it, may your heart firmly believe it. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. This is not a 1 in 2.4 billion chance written on a piece of parchment meant for someone else. There's a personal messenger here right in front of you, like to Mary. It's spoken to and meant for you. Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Part and parcel of the Christmas gospel. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.